Play for All is proudly brought to you by the Development Workshop Namibia. Making a child's first step is the right steps as a partner that is in the right start campaign. Now, today's segment will essentially delve into the topic that many parents may shy away from or overlook when communicating with the little ones. Now, joining us today is Lafika Hayter as well as Frida. Hi, guys. How are you guys doing?
How you doing?
Oh, we good. How are you?
Oh, good. Now, Lafika is the ECD Visibility as well as Community Engagement Officer at Development Workshop Namibia. Now, to shed light on child safety and protective behaviors as well. It's a pleasure and a privilege to have you guys here.
Thank you for having us. Welcome to the show also.
Thank you. Let's dive into protective behaviors and the importance of teaching children about protective behaviors.
Okay, so basically, the importance of teaching children protective behaviors is very important because it empowers them with the knowledge and the skills that they need to recognize and to respond to unsafe situations. So by understanding concepts like private parts and safe secrets, children can actually better protect themselves from potential abuse or harm.
Exactly. Now, let's dive into exactly that, private parts. Now, can you explain the concept of private parts to children?
It's important as parents, you know, when you're talking about private parts, to talk about them just like the normal parts of your body. So it's important to name them. Mm-hmm. You say, this is your penis, this is your vagina, because when we shy away from them or when we use these euphemisms and we say, oh no, it's cookie or whatever, there's so many things that people call them except for their names. It makes it difficult, right? Especially, I mean, there's been cases where kids have been, there've been court cases and these things have been thrown out just because proper names were not used. So it's really important to give kids the right information, to tell them, you know, these are your private part, they're covered by your underwear, nobody's allowed to touch them, see them, or take pictures of them.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Now, let's talk about communication and saying no. Now, why is it essential for children to know when to say no, and also when they feel unsafe? Why is it important for them to know how to say no?
So I think generally consent is just a major thing, but when children need to know when it's always okay to say no, because I think with children, even with us as our parents' children,
yeah,
as adults, it's very hard to say no to adults, right? Because we feel like, ah, they're older than me.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I'm being rude if I say no. So just actually letting children know that, you know what, it's okay to say no. And if you're uncomfortable or unsafe in a situation, it's also okay to tell that person, you know, I actually don't like this, and also to notify the parents.
Yes.
And with that, it also really just empowers them to assert their boundaries and to seek help when needed. Because sometimes it's like very hard to seek help when things are going on and you don't know how to communicate it properly. Mm-hmm. So by teaching children all about consent and the power of their voice is crucial for safety and their well-being, basically.
Fantastic. Now, let's talk about secrets, that's safe and unsafe secrets. Now, what's the difference between the two, and how can adults discuss this with children?
So safe secrets are typically harmless, and they may involve like surprises or special plans, like, oh, maybe we're planning a birthday party for mommy, now we're practicing this song, that's safe, right? Mm-hmm. But unsafe secrets, on the other hand, make children feel uncomfortable, so we have to talk to the kids about, if somebody makes you feel uncomfortable and they're telling you, oh no, it's between us, it's a secret, this is actually when kids should tell the adults about this. So it's important to calm and discuss this with the children, and then ensure that they know that it's never okay for someone to tell them to keep an unsafe secret. So it's very important to distinguish between safe secrets and unsafe secrets for kids.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. And I think with communication, and I think with teaching kids a new concept, comes, you know, different branching problems and different things. So it's like you teach this, and then you have to teach this and this and this. Now, how can we as adults, and how can adults create a culture of honesty and open communication that is with children?
I think just like what Frida said, is the open dialogue and reassurance really helps a lot. So as adults, as caregivers, teachers, parents, we play the main role of making sure that children have that culture of honesty and open communication with the children, and then just always making sure that we are actively listening to them. We spoke about this a few weeks ago with Chaz, that sometimes you need to listen to them when they're unaware that you're listening to them,
mm-hmm.
right? When they're playing, or when they're playing with their dolls, you know, like, oh, no, when they're playing with their dolls, listen to that conversation that they're having with themselves with the doll, because sometimes it says a lot. So actively listening to them, respecting their feelings, encouraging them to express themselves even without fear or judgments, and that adults can also create a safe space for dialogue. And then also it's important to validate the experiences, so don't say, oh no, I can't believe you're afraid of Uncle Arthur.
Yeah.
But Uncle Arthur's so nice. But behind closed doors, Uncle Arthur is not nice to me.
Yeah.
So we really need to validate their feelings and be like, okay, I hear you. Why do you say that Uncle Arthur makes you feel unsafe and all of that?
Mm-hmm.
And making sure that they really understand that you hear them and you are hearing them, and it's not just, oh, okay, I think you're overreacting.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think that's something important that you mentioned is validating them, right? And I think sometimes it's also helping them understand what is going on as well, and also you understanding. And I think a lot of things can't be solved unless they recognize that, okay, look, this is right and this is wrong.
Mm.
We'll take a short break, but I'd like us to chat about some strategies of teaching children about recognizing and reporting unsafe situations. So keep it locked right here. Don't you dare go anywhere, because the chat is just about to get juicy. Now, from the development workshop in Namibia, we have Lafika as well as Frida still in studio. And we're talking about the different strategies that is in teaching children how to recognize and report unsafe situations. Now, how exactly can we do that? And what are the strategies that adults can implement in teaching children about recognizing and reporting that is unsafe situations?
I think for starters is having really just age-appropriate information.
Mm-hmm.
And also just to touch back what Frida said is we tend to shy away from the actual words.
Yeah.
Pee-pee, cookie. But if you just tell a child, plain and simple, that, listen, these are your private parts, this is what it's called, no one is allowed to touch it, remember this is your body,
mm-hmm.
I have my body. Even just with hugs, you know. So just keeping it simple really helps. And then also explaining the potential dangers. So we speak a lot about how parents can be involved or how adults can be involved in the play area of a child, but role playing is also a thing.
Yeah.
Let's pretend, like, what if this happened to me? How would you feel? You know? And then also, like, try to do the reverse thing of putting each other in each other's shoes so that they can be like, oh, okay, so when I touch someone or when I hug someone without asking, just like simple consent, it's not a nice feeling. So I think just keeping it very simple, plain, and also just discussing safety plans. So this is where you have like your secret password or your secret word where you implement with your child and say that, okay, listen, maybe if you are around a certain adult and you feel unsafe, say this word.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That is a secret word that you and I know. So then I also know that, okay, when you're around this person, okay, I should be more alert.
Mm-hmm.
Basically.
Fantastic. And I think, yeah, communication is just very brilliant and open, like you mentioned. I remember back when I was younger, the word for, and I still shy away from saying it for some reason, but it was called the John Thomas. Your John Thomas, you know?
Yeah.
And if you make a topic very, you know, if you put too much, you know, if you make it too deep and you can't talk about it, then eventually it's like, okay, now we can't speak about it at all because we've never spoken about it and it's very deep. And the child feels like, okay, no, it's not something we should be comfortable talking about. And it is. And I think there's a lot of situations where we fail to understand where the kid is coming from, like you mentioned earlier. And when they open dialogues and they mention something, a lot of stuff that we learned as kids come out, right? Back in the day when you come in, mommy, 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 this happened. What were you doing? It's you always, you know? So how can we, as adults, reassure children that abuse is essentially never their fault?
So just like you're saying now, it's really important for kids to know that, especially when a child comes to you and they say, this happened, it's important to be like, thank you for telling me.
Mm-hmm.
It is not your fault that this happened. And then it's very important, you know, we have this thing in our society where we like to, you know, keep it on the family. We're going to deal with it. It's important for these kids to get the right help and then seek the right authorities to help them and these resources. And just like we're saying now, ongoing communication, open communication, talking about this even after it has happened so that this child can start healing from this. So you take them to the therapist. You take them to listen. It's not just, oh, it happened, but now we're not going to talk about it. So it really creates that shame culture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I think it's easy to say you should do this, you know, but then I think adults, as I mentioned earlier, stuff come out that they don't know, they didn't deal with, and they also just don't know how to do certain things. I remember there was a situation back in the day, and I think me and you, Lafika, we spoke about it in the studio, where we talk about how parents aren't necessarily taught how to you know, act with their children, how to raise their children, and then they do so as they're just basically winging it as they go along, and they get a lot of things wrong. So now, what should adults do if a child discloses an unsafe secret with them?
I think not just keeping it to self, like Frida mentioned, and also that there are really people in our society that are there to help us. Childline is there. We have counselors. We have social workers. We have elders in the church. But it's things that really need to be addressed, because at the end of the day, we really are a generation or a society of traumas, right? Mm-hmm. Like you said, we go through and we live through these traumas and we think it's okay.
Yes.
And then we pass it on to the next one. And in the end, just remember that when this child grows up and has gone through all these unsafe harms or neglect or whatever it is, they somehow will allow it as an adult, right? Mm-hmm. They'll have a partner that maybe abuses them, or they maybe got raped or whatever, or as an adult, but also that also just makes them scared to talk about. So let's make it just a thing of our nation, our communities as a whole, being open to talking about such things. Even talking about sex education with our children, it needs to be a very open communication, because at the end of the day, that's also why we also have a lot of teenage pregnancies, right? Yeah. Because we don't speak about these from a young age. So yeah, basically just seeking out, and if you feel like you're not comfortable as an adult, there are professionals that can help you to communicate to your child effectively.
Mm-hmm, true. I agree 100%. I'm glad that we get to have these talks. That is every Monday and Wednesday. That's going to be at 1:35 exactly. So Lafika and Frida, thank you guys so much for coming in.